Today, President Obama, just this morning, named Time Magazine's 2012 Person of the Year, urged lawmakers, mental health professionals, teachers, law enforcement, and parents to find ways to reduce gun violence, saying it's a complex issue that stirs political passions, but here's more.
There's no law or set of laws that can prevent every senseless act of violence in our society. We're going to need to work on making access to mental health care at least as easy as access to a gun. We're going to need to look more closely at a culture that all too often glorifies guns and violence.
President Obama is also naming Vice President Joe Biden to lead a task force, but said today that he is calling for a set of proposals for no later than January. He wants no big reports that get pushed aside, but real reforms right now. Ken Vogel is chief investigative reporter for Politico. Ken, this all comes in what is feeling like a shift, but what's unclear is if it's a snowball that's going to keep gathering or, like a snowball, something that's going to melt away. Your sense of this moment right now?
Yeah, I don't think we can answer that question yet, Robin. Clearly, there is momentum, and there are some encouraging, from the perspective of gun control advocates, signs that maybe do point to a shift, where you have members of Congress, including some from rural areas, conservative Democrats, like Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia, who have long been proponents of gun rights and have been well-rated by the National Rifle Association, who have, if not changed their positions, at least signaled a willingness to entertain proposals that would clamp down on guns, yeah. Basically. And so there is the potential there, but President Obama clearly sensitive to this idea that just appointing a commission is a way to push off until perhaps public or political pressure dies down this issue that right now does seem to have some critical mass of support. He said, in fact, just now, this is not some Washington commission where folks will study it for 6 months and produce a big report that will immediately get shelved. I think that is what a lot of folks think when they listen to what he's saying now, despite him expressly discouraging that point of view.
Well, he also said he believes in Second Amendment guarantees in the right to bear arms, but then went on to say that he wants to close loopholes that allow gun shows to sell guns without background checks. As we have said, you have to have a background check if you, say, go to Walmart, the biggest seller of guns and ammunition, but not if you go to a gun show or have a private sale. What are some of the challenges here? Because, yes, people are saying this might be the moment for him to push on something that his supporters really want. But last month was the moment for him to push on climate change when Hurricane Sandy hit. And, you know, that group of his supporters is going to want attention on that topic as well.
Yeah, and that's actually a great analogy, Robin, because that was one, climate change, where he actually did campaign on it in 2008, less so in 2012. And there was a great deal of disappointment among advocates for capping carbon emissions, the so-called cap-and-trade legislation that actually was introduced in the House, passed in the House, and there was an effort to put together a coalition in the Senate that many folks who worked on it thought that he failed to really weigh in and expend any political capital in pushing this. So that's one where he already has a marker down, and there is already this sense of disappointment. Gun control is one that you have to go back to early in his career in the U.S. Senate, certainly in his career in the Illinois State Senate, when he was actually sort of an aggressive advocate for some of the gun control positions that are really liberal, sort of litmus test for liberal Democrats. And in the minds of a lot of gun control advocates, he has strayed away from them. In fact, in 2008, I remember we wrote about a questionnaire that he filled out during his 1996 Illinois State Senate run, where he favored a proposal that would ban the manufacture, sale, and possession of handguns. In 2008, when that was brought up during his presidential run, he said, no, a staffer filled that out. It wasn't me.
Right.
I don't believe in that position. So you could see just how tricky it is for, not just for Democrats,
right,
but for politicians as a whole.
Ken Vogel, chief investigative reporter for Politico, with a story we're going to be keeping an eye on. Thank you so much, Ken.
Hey, my pleasure.